Hello and welcome back. Today is all about modelling the Masters. We're as close as we've ever been to actually being able to download the software of the Superachiever Mindset. One of the very best ways of upgrading your mindset is to model people who are doing something in life of what you want to do and who are many levels ahead of you. People who are masters of their field often can't explain just how they achieve such excellent results. The truth is they're operating at a level of unconscious competence. In other words, they perform without thinking about what they're doing. As a result, it's very difficult for them often to teach their skills to someone else. Behavioral modeling enables us to draw out the pattern of behavior that makes a person exceptional at what they do. When you expand your role models, then your references expand in terms of what becomes available to you to produce results. The concepts available to you at the moment are based upon who you've modeled all your life up till now. So in this segment, I'm going to present the area of modeling in its simplest form, so that you can take a snapshot of the key components of what makes a successful person successful. It's been said that who you are today is whoever you modeled at 10 years old. Who you are now is first and foremost yourself, along with a culmination of the role models that you've pulled in along the way. Having role models is essential for success. You have to ask yourself, who is somebody worth modeling in your world? It could even be a friend or family member. What allows them to produce the results they're producing? You're probably going to need to change some of your values, beliefs, and character traits in order to successfully model somebody. Our values, beliefs, and character are formed throughout the significant emotional events of our life. The fact is, there are no new real ideas. Everything is built on something that came before. Any successful person has modeled somebody that came before them. One of my heroes is Elvis. And Elvis modeled various blues singers at the beginning of his career. Then he had his stint in the army and went into movies for many, many years, and he hadn't performed live for a long time, and he had to make a comeback. He was going to perform in Las Vegas. But for months beforehand, he modeled his big band idea on Tom Jones. You've heard of Oprah Winfrey, of course. Well, Oprah modeled Barbara Walters and Phil Donahue. Another of my heroes, Arnold Schwarzenegger, modeled his hero Reg Park in bodybuilding and movies. Arnold's pattern of behavior was to seek out mentors and then surpass their achievements. As a kid, Arnold used to just go to the cinema all the time to watch Reg Park and Hercules movies. And he saw his idol up there on the screen and he said, you know what, one day I'm going to exactly be like Reg. I'm going to star as Hercules, I'm going to be a movie star, I'm going to be one of the best built bodybuilders in the world. Martin Luther King Jr. always said that Jesus gave him the message and Gandhi gave him the method. So what you do is you model people till you get their results. Personally, I've always tried to meet up with my role models. Now, of course, maybe that's not always possible, and at least you can get their books and study their character traits that way. For our purposes, we're going to study Richard Branson, another of my heroes, who I got to personally meet as well. It really was a dream come true for me the day I finally got to meet Richard Branson face to face. In 2003, I had bought a copy of Fortune magazine, and there was a picture of my idol on the front cover. And the caption said, "The man who has everything. The money, the family, the island." And I made my decision there and then that I was going to somehow meet up and sit down with my idol, and we're going to hang out and have a great chat about life, and I was going to find out all his secrets. And that's exactly what happened. And I've done this with several role models of mine who I wanted to meet. Many years ago, I imagined being trained and becoming great friends with people like Dr. Bob Del Monteith or Dr. Tony Quinn. And it all happened. I just see myself hanging out with them and learning their secrets and us becoming great friends. So let's go through Richard Branson's secrets of success. Number one on Richard Branson's list is do what you most love to do and have fun doing it. This guy is a master of his own universe. He lives a life that's better than a fairy tale. And he simply has the most fun. He enjoys a career that feeds his passions, holds his interest, incorporates his family, and allows for his sense of adventure. And he's constantly reinventing himself. One of his sayings is, "I don't think of work as work and play as play. It's all living." So he says, "I'm living and learning every single day. It's like being at the University of Life, studying a course you're really fascinated by." And in between it all, he's surrounded by his family and friends. When I talk with him, he said that sometimes he wakes up in the mornings and feels like he's just had the most incredible dream, that he's just dreamt his life. Does it sound familiar? Next on his list, when it's not fun, move on. Now, I think that is absolutely crucial, because what started out as fun for people and a project that maybe they're passionate about can suddenly turn into something that's not fun, where they just find themselves stuck in maybe a dead-end job that's lost its magic. And people tend to just keep going and going and going. Well, Branson would say no. As soon as it's lost its sense of adventure and its fun, move on to something else. Otherwise, you're just going to be dying as a person. Next, money is for making things happen. Now, wow, is this absolutely vital. His understanding in the way he sees money allows him to be wealthy in mindset first. Branson would say that the money is the byproduct. If a venture makes money, then great. It means he can go off and do more stuff. And he invests profits from one venture into the next, and so on. So like Donald Trump, Richard Branson has also failed numerous times in business. Yet he recovers and he moves on to create new wealth and new ventures. And even more people run after him to offer him new deals. And that's all because of his attitude towards money. It's simply a convenient way to keep score. Money is for making things happen. Number four is trust your intuition. Richard Branson never uses a computer. He uses a black book and he writes all his ideas down in longhand, including his emails that he dictates to his secretary. He always says that he hates being out of control. And he always prefers to have his wits about him. But he's a guy who's always made fast decisions and acted on his instinct. Now that is absolutely huge, because he'll gather all the information, but ultimately he'll go on his gut feeling, his gut instinct, his intuition. And he can do this to an extraordinary degree. Next, surround yourself with the right people. He surrounds himself with people who have credible resumes and skills that he doesn't have. Branson would say that if you don't like attention to detail, then hire somebody who does. If you're an optimist, then hire some realists. Know your weaknesses and delegate those things out. So play to your strengths. Hang out with people who are better in areas than you are. As Walt Disney said, you can have the most beautiful dreams in the world, but it takes people to build them. Number six, aim high and challenge yourself. You've probably heard of the saying, if you aim for the moon, you're going to at least hit the stars. So you've got to think big. You know as soon as you set goals that you're going to have challenges and obstacles, and that's a part of life. And most people don't set big, exciting goals that are passionate about because they don't want to face the challenges. But this is what separates the winners from the also-rans in life. And what really sets Branson apart from other CEOs is that he doesn't mind surprises. In fact, he thrives on them. Problems don't bother him, neither do unforeseen battles. Many people who work with him say it's refreshing to be with somebody who wants to say yes all the time instead of wanting to say no. Next on his list, treat people right. When I sat down with him, this is one of the things he went on about over and over again. He's learned that no one can be effective in business if you can't sleep at night. And with that in mind, he always tries to do what's best and do what's right, trying to treat people as people rather than just numbers or cogs in a machine. So he's very loyal to the people that he works with. In fact, many of the founding members of Virgin are still with him. So loyalty is very important to him, as is family. He considers himself very fortunate to have all of his family and friends there supporting him in everything that he does. Number nine on this list, take big, bold action. Now, you've heard this before, but there are unlimited examples of Branson's boldness in business, from Virgin Atlantic to Virgin Galactic, but the story of how he acquired Necker Island is a classic. The story goes that he ran out of money while in Jamaica, and he wanted to have a few more days of vacation. He heard if you said that you were interested in buying an island, that they'd treat you practically like royalty. So that's exactly what he did, and he was flown around in a helicopter from island to island. He was put up in the best of places. He had an absolute ball. And then suddenly he began to think about how cool it would be to own an island. And the asking price was a staggering 3 million sterling. Branson being Branson, offered 150,000. And of course then the game was up. They laughed at him and that was the end of his vacation. But he had a feeling about it. And as with many things in his life, he couldn't get it out of his mind. He went back to the UK and he started doing some research on the owner of Necker. It turns out that he hadn't got a lot of money and he was trying to raise £200,000 quickly to buy a place in the UK. And that was the figure that Branson had held in his mind all along, around that figure. This is not a very interesting point in mind mastery. Branson even used the word fate. And he eventually bought it for £180,000. Now, as they say, the rest is history because he rents it out for $25,000 a day. Next on his list, never give up, ever. And this was hammered into him in the most positive way as a child. His mother's attitude was, if you start something, finish it. Never give up. Just do it. Take that first step and just keep going no matter what. And last but not least, for sure on this list, believe it can be done. One person's belief system will have them terrified of speaking in front of an audience, for example, whereas another person will find the whole experience exhilarating and a lot of fun. One person's overriding program will have them believing that they're not meant to have money and that they're just going to get by and maybe struggle, whereas people like Branson will allow themselves to believe that they're a multi-billionaire. And that allows them to achieve the impossible, always reinventing themselves. So the power of belief determines your destiny. It determines whether you struggle and live a life of quiet desperation, along with a lot of pain and suffering along the way, or whether you have a fun, joyous adventure filled with magical experiences, where you're loving what you're doing with a passion, you're making a difference, you're leaving a legacy. Beliefs are that powerful. So there's a general list of Richard Branson's mindset secrets. Okay, for modelling purposes, what are his values? Well, he values having fun and living life to the full. He values embracing challenges. He values loyalty, treating people right. He certainly values teamwork. And ultimately, he values making a difference. Nowadays, he's involved with many global humanitarian issues. Let's have a look at his beliefs. He believes that anything is possible, that making money just allows you to do more stuff that you love. Business is a way of life. It's fun, and personal relationships are vital in business and in life. He believes you got to know your weaknesses and surround yourself with the right people. He also believes that businesses are like buses. There's always another one coming along. One of his major beliefs is to trust your intuition. And what about character traits? Well, he's passionate, ambitious, persistent, charming, curious. He has that unshakable belief, that unstoppable confidence, and that invincible vision. As a matter of interest, if you just wanted to write down his skills and abilities, he really has a tremendous ability to persuade people to say yes. He's tremendous in negotiation, and he's a natural salesperson. So having studied the mindset of Richard Branson and the beliefs, values, and character traits, which of these do you feel you need to add more of to your own mindset? For your home play, I want you to choose one person who is a role model for you, and I want you to write down what allows them to produce the results that they're getting in terms of their values, beliefs, and character traits. As always, remember to go into the theatre of your mind and update and rehearse your mental movie. Take your practical action steps and practice your concentration. And remember, there are always going to be many people who have done what you want to do. So just learn how to model their mindsets.